Hello, Richmond Rail Producers. Your publisher, Kristen Brinley, and I'm here with the wonderful Jen McMurdy of Capital Home Inspections. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So if you haven't read her story yet, make sure you do. It's in the October issue, Capital Home Inspections. They're a wonderful partner of ours. And when I was talking to Jen earlier, she's like, a couple thousand inspections a year. And she's the way she said it, it's just a couple thousand. I'm like, right, just a couple thousand inspections. And they do a lot of different services, which I'm going to ask her to cover here in just a second, because it was more than I realized. And 18 years in the business, very relationship focused and team focused, and has a lot of great people in her company. Can you tell everybody all the services you all provide at Capital Home Inspections, Jen?
Absolutely. First, thanks so much for having me. I love connecting with you every time I get the opportunity, so I appreciate it. We are a home inspection company. However, we also conduct other types of services around the home buying process. So we do home inspections for buyers. We also do home inspections for people who have been living in their homes that just need a home maintenance inspection. Maybe they've been there like 20 years and they haven't really done a whole lot, but they might want to sell in the next couple of years. So we do home maintenance inspections. We do pre-listing inspections for people who want to sell their home and they want to know what they need to do before they sell. We also do partial pre-listings, which are tinier versions of full pre-listing inspections that are more for real estate agents. So a lot of agents, hire us to inspect all of their listings. And that really includes major systems. So like roof, crawl space, HVAC. So they're mini inspections, but they're still really important in the process. And then some ancillary services that we provide are radon testing. We do air quality testing and mold sampling. And we're always trying to look for new services to add to our repertoire of what we can offer clients and agents.
So watch out. I bet you there'll be more because you guys keep
growing. There will be more. There's always more.
Well, tell us how this all happened and got started. You always think you'd be in home inspections. 18 years later, tell us how did this start?
Yeah, hindsight is 2020. So looking back, I'm like, yeah, I can totally see how this came about. But back in the day, when Ray and I were trying to decide what to do with our lives, we both worked for corporate America and we were both miserable. And we really wanted to own our own business, but we really didn't know what we wanted to do. And Ray had a lot of experience with homes and flipping homes. And I had a lot of marketing experience and it just really became the perfect fit. So we started it from the ground up. We considered possibly like buying into a franchise or something, but then we were like, no, we just really want to like create our own thing. And so that's how Capital Home Inspections was born.
Well, I love it. So what, you all are pretty nice size. So what came after? So you all started, you were on the marketing side. He was in the homes. What was the next thing or the next iteration? Like, how did you start hiring people? Like y'all are pretty nice sized. So yeah.
So when we first started, it was just Ray and I. So, he was doing inspections and I was on the phone, scheduling inspections and out at real estate agencies, creating relationships in the community. And it just got to a point where, he was doing probably 12 inspections a week. And for anybody who's ever done home inspections, that's a lot in a week. Yeah. 12 is if you're doing two a day, you're working almost every day of the week. And, he was doing sometimes three a day and it just became to the point where not only was it exhausting and we couldn't keep up, we just didn't have any capacity for our agents. So we were building relationships with real estate agents and they were trusting us and using us for all of their home inspections. And then they would call and we wouldn't have any availability. So it was at that point where we decided to grow and start hiring, inspectors on our team. And then we've in the time since we've, hired client care coordinators and, growth team members to really help us build our company.
Well, and you talk about when we've had different conversations, quality service and really taking care of your people and relationships are really seem to be like a cornerstone for you. And Can you tell us about maybe the like a couple of challenges along the way, and maybe like rewards that you've had from this journey of business ownership and growing and continuing to grow? Like, what have been some rewards and challenges? Yeah.
The reward is survival. Like, you know, any business owner knows that it's surviving all of this, you know, the good times and the bad times. And sometimes people don't realize that the good times are just as challenging as the bad times. So those times of immense growth, when we're inundated with phone calls and, you know, trying to like, you know, do everything and kind of burn the candle at both ends. Those are some of the times that are most challenging. But I think a big challenge for anybody in the real estate industry is being able to roll with it. There are a lot of changes that are constantly coming about in the industry, not just from industry changes, but also market changes, which you can't always predict. You don't know how that's going to go. And so that's been, I think, the most challenging thing is what's around the corner and what's next and how are we going to pivot with the changing times. And it's also one of the rewards because it's the part that I like the most. Ray and I, even though there are times that things are challenging and hard, we like figuring it out. We always say like everything is figure outable. So
hey man, good problem solving cornerstone of, you know, adaptive. You guys are nimble. Like y'all go with the market changes.
If you're not, you don't survive.
So what do you think sets you guys apart, makes you different?
So I think what sets us apart definitely are, we are a relationship-based company. So we don't, you know, we don't do a whole lot of, you know, like advertising, so to speak. We like to connect with people and we like to problem solve. I mean, that's really what we like to do. We like to, when we first started our business, we were like, there are some real big disconnects between the way real estate agents and home inspectors communicate, and they almost seem to be on opposing teams. And what's going on? Like, we're in the same transaction. We both have the same goals. So how can we find ways to work together? And that's when we just jumped right in. I mean, we jumped into the agencies and said, like, what can we do differently? You know, how can we communicate better? And it just kind of went from there.
So how do you all find clients? Like, what is your number one for clients? It sounds like referrals.
Referrals. We do, a big part of our business comes from our relationships with real estate agents. And thankfully, them trusting us enough to refer us as one of their home inspection companies. And we are very grateful and appreciative for that, because we would not be in business without that. And from being in business for 18 years, we also just have a lot of word of mouth, a lot of clients who refer their friends and their neighbors and their family members. And we love that as well.
Why is it so important to use a great inspector or a great inspection company? Like, why is that so important for the agents and for their clients?
Yeah, I think really the take home answer is because it's the most stressful part of the transaction often. It's usually where there are a lot of challenges for real estate agents to really continue that transaction. And it's often one of the most stressful times for the actual buyer. You know, they are going into this process excited about a new home. And then they get to the home inspection and they learn all of the things that, you know, maybe defects within the home or things they didn't know about. And, you know, sometimes home inspectors are referred to as like, you know, dream killers or deal killers. And so we really like to take people by the hand and take them through the process, you know, not just schedule the inspection, book it, and send somebody out to do it. We like to take them through the process. So set their expectations for what a home inspection is and what a home inspection isn't. And then after the inspection, to be available to answer any of their questions and, you know, help connect them with other service providers in the area. And a lot of times real estate agents, you know, they're managing multiple different deals and they don't, you know, they might not have the time to really sit down and do what we do, which is really like taking them by the hand and saying, like, this is what's going to happen next, and this is what we're going to do. And I always tell real estate agents, like, let us take that off your plate. We want to be part of your team. Let us take that off your plate and do that for you. That way you don't have to worry about it, you know, and we can take care of what we, our role in the process.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what are you focused on this year or, and maybe next year? Like, what are you looking to accomplish?
Yeah. So this year, we focused on surviving this year. This year was a tough year. It was one of those years where the market changed a lot. We've been through a lot of different market cycles, but never a cycle in which people waived home inspections. So, you know, we pivoted in a way where we were like, okay, how can we become part of that process? And what we did was we started doing home consultations where we went with people on their showings, where maybe they weren't able to conduct a full home inspection and negotiate that, but they would know what they could do before they even wrote an offer. So this year has really just, our focus has been kind of like adapting through those, the changing market of this year, which was really challenging. And next year, I think that things are going to stabilize a bit more. I think we're going to see a much more stable market, kind of one where we're not seeing this huge influx of buyers or sellers. It's just really balanced and really stable. And we're looking forward to that. You know, sometimes when business is down, you know, as a business owner, you take that opportunity to review your systems and revamp things. And so we've got a lot of new exciting things coming down the line. So we're excited about that.
Well, and you know, if someone's looking to get into this field, because you guys are always growing, what should they do? Like, someone wants to get into inspection, what do you think that they should do?
You should call me. we actually not only own Capital Home Inspections, but we also have a home inspection training school called Virginia Home Inspection Training. And so we train home inspectors as well. You know, sometimes to be part of our team and sometimes just to become a home inspector. And so we love taking people through that process. It's a pretty complicated process through DPOR to become a home inspector. To be licensed, you have to have a certain amount of education, and then you also have to have a certain number of ride-alongs and in-person training. So, you know, we can kind of take them through that process and help them figure out what the next steps are.
Love it. All right. So if you're interested in getting into the home inspection world, make sure you check them out. We're going to put the website below. Make sure you reach out to Jen. Well, what do you think? So you all are pretty darn successful. Like, what are some, like, a habit, something, someone that you would attribute a lot of success to? Like, what would you say that is?
I think having a clear picture of your goals and what you want. And I try to, you know, I read one time a coach had suggested that you write down your goals every single morning, and you just sit down and you write down like what your big picture goals are. And I can't say that I'm that committed to doing it every single morning, but I definitely do revisit what our goals are on a regular basis. And not just for us, but for our whole team. You know, I think it's important to involve everybody, you know, in your entire company in that. And that's what we try to do.
Beautiful. That's some great leadership tips right there, I feel like. What's some advice that you would give in working with realtors?
For working with realtors, I would say to always stay in curiosity. That's one of my favorite tips that I've learned over the years. Sometimes, you know, when you're working in a stressful situation, and realtors are pretty stressed out sometimes, you know, there's a lot of different things they have going on, a lot of different plates they're trying to keep spinning. And there can be a lot of miscommunications very easily if you just assume what people are thinking or what they meant by a text message or what they said. So I just say, always stay in curiosity, you know, always ask a question before you assume anything of what somebody meant or what somebody said. And I think that's how you build really strong relationships.
Do you have any books or quotes you'd like to share? Because I'd love to hear what you're reading or what you would recommend to read.
I love to read. And so I would say, and I read fiction, I read a lot of self-help and business books. And so I'd say my top fiction book is 1,000 Splendid Suns. I absolutely love that book. And I would say my favorite business book would probably be The E-Myth Revisited. And it's all about creating systems for your business and figuring out why a lot of small businesses fail. I've actually read the book probably 3 or 4 times. It's that life-changing and that helpful. And then I also am a big fan of Atomic Habits. I definitely love that book. So lots of helpful tips in there for just kind of living your life.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with our real producers? And it's an honor to have you on, Jen. I'm glad that you could come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a pleasure to be here and to be part of your community. I love what you're building in Richmond. It's really special. And I think it's hard sometimes in Richmond. It's like this small town feel of like everybody knows everybody but doesn't but does. And so I think it's a great community to come into, and I think it's a great place for real producers to be.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you. And if y'all haven't checked out her story, make sure you do. It's in the October edition. All right. And Capital Home Inspections, give them all a shot if you have not. And have a great day, everyone. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.